我们开始我们有个祷告。
So we bow and have a word of prayer.
所以说我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
所以我们感谢你，我们何等的欢喜快乐。
We thank you that we come with such rejoicing.
因为今天有十一位的弟兄姊妹要受浸归入你的名下。
Today we have 11 brothers and sisters who will soon be baptized under your name.
所以我们真的盼望他们今天在这里为你做一个荣美的见证。
We hope that, Lord, they can bear a beautiful testimony for you today.
也让我们在这里真的是明白受浸的意义。
And help us to understand the meaning of baptism, Lord.
让我们因为明白这个意义，我们能够更好的跟随你走这条属天的
道路。That by knowing the meaning of baptism, we can walk the heavenly way, Lord.
我们把下面的时间恭敬的交给你。
So we commit this time into your hands with reverence.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才弟兄说今天是一个非常特别的日子。
Our brother mentioned that today is a very special day.
今天不仅是有十一位弟兄姊妹在这里要为众人做一个美好的见证。
Not only do we have 11 brothers and sisters who will soon bear good testimony for all of us.
而且呢。今天是我们在新的会所举行的第一次的受浸的聚会。
Today is also the first baptism meeting that we have in this new meeting place.
所以我想对于他们来说是一个非常难忘的一个日子。
So I hope that it is a very memorable day for them.
我记得去年八月份我们有一些弟兄姊妹我们一起到以色列去旅游去学习。
And August last year, we have some brothers and sisters who went to Israel to study.
那么有几天呢我们是住在就是在加利利海边的一个酒店的里面。
So on one day we were lodging in a hotel next to Sea Galilee.
那有一天我们就是参观学习完以后呢，我们就回去。
So after the study tour, we went back to the hotel.
在那天的傍晚呢，我们就在加利利的海边呢，我们有一个特别的一个受浸的聚会。
At twilight, we have there was a baptism meeting at the Sea of Galilee.
那天呢是陈其正弟兄他的孙子和孙女在加利利的海里受浸。
The grandson and granddaughter of Brother Christian Chen were baptized on that day.
我想那一天对于他们两个来说，应该是他们终身难忘的一个日子。
So I felt that day must be a very special day in their memory.
不管我们是在哪里受浸。
No matter where we got baptized.
不管我们是在什么时候受浸。
No matter when we got baptized.
我想对于我们每一个基督徒来说，这个日子对我们来说都是非常的令人难忘。
I feel that this day is always a special day in our memory.
那为什么受浸对于我们是这么重要呢？
Why is it that the baptism is important to us?
到底受浸是一个有一个什么样的意义，让我们能够来明白呢？
What indeed is the meaning of baptism?
也许我们已经信主很多年了。
Perhaps we have believed in the Lord for many years.
也许你觉得受浸的意义是讲给那些初信的要受浸的弟兄姊妹。
Perhaps you think that the meaning of baptism can only be preached to those new believers.
但是我觉得受浸的真理虽然是最基本的。
I felt that even though the meaning of baptism is really the basics.
但是呢，也是一个非常非常重要的一个真理。
But it's a very important truth.
为什么我们的生活常常会软弱失败呢？
Why is our life often weak and we fall into failures? Because we don't truly understand the meaning of baptism. So hope that today by reviewing the meaning or the truth of baptism, we ask the Holy Spirit to open our inner eyes.
不管是今天要受浸的,
whether for the brothers and sisters who will be baptized today,
还是已经信主多年的,
or for all the rest of you who have been a believer for many years.
甚至是你已经信了主，但是由于种种的原因，你现在还不愿意受浸的。
Or even for those of you who have believed, but for whatever reason you have not been baptized.
让我们都能够从今天主给我们的话语的里面，我们得到亮光，我们也能够再次得到提醒和供应。
Let us all be enlightened and be reminded by the word of God today.
首先我们要问一个问题，我们为什么要受浸？
So first we'd like to ask a question, why do we need to be baptized?
有人说我只要信主就好了，为什么一定要受浸呢？
Some have said that it's good enough that I believe in the law, why do I need to get baptized?
我们一起来看一下马太福音第二十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章最后的三节，十八节到二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, the last three verses, verses 18 through 20.
马太福音二十八章十八节到二十节。
Matthew 28 verse 18。
我们找到，我们一起来读。
When we find it, let's read together.
耶稣近前来，对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，把我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界末了。这是我们非常熟悉的一个主的大使命。
This is a very familiar passage to us.
在这里呢，我们看见主吩咐门徒做三件的事情。
We see here that the Lord command his disciples to do three things.
第一，他是叫他们要去传福音，使万民都来做主的门徒。
First, he asked them to go and make disciples of all nations.
第二，就是要奉父子圣灵的名为他们施浸。
Then it's baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
第三，就是要教训他们来遵守。
Thirdly, is teaching them to observe all things that the Lord has commanded.
所以从这里我们很清楚地看到，受浸是那位掌管天上地下所有权柄的主所吩咐门徒所做的一件事情。
So we can see here clearly that baptism is one of the commands that the Lord has commanded his disciples.
这不是一件可有可无或者是无足轻重的一件事。
It's not one thing that he can it's not optional.
而是主在这里有一个很严肃的一个吩咐。
It's a very serious command here.
在这里也讲得非常的清楚。
And it's also clear to us that
什么样的人可以受浸呢？
What kind of people can be baptized?
是那些已经做门徒的人。
Of those who have been made disciples.
那换句话说，就是那些已经他们悔改认罪，他们接受耶稣做他们个人救主的人。
In other words, the ones who have repented of their sins and accepted the Lord Jesus to be their savior.
所以你看到在《使徒行传》的里面，当彼得在耶路撒冷向众人传福音的时候，
We also see in Acts when the apostles spoke to the crowd.
那有三千人与五千人他们信主，他们得救。
The 3,000 and 5,000 believe in the Lord.
那他们接下去做的一件是什么事呢？
And what did they do immediately afterwards?
那就是受浸归入主的名下。
That is to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
那当菲利向埃提阿伯的太监去传福音的时候，
When Philip preached to the eunuch from Ethiopia,
太监听完以后，他看见路旁有水。
When he preached the message, they saw that there's water on the way.
然后他就要求菲利在马上呢就给他受浸，在水里给他受浸。
And immediately the eunuch asked Philip to baptize him in the water.
所以我们看到，不论是主的教训还是圣经里的榜样，都让我们看见受浸乃是基督徒应该要去做的一件事情。
So whether it is in the Lord's teaching or in the examples we see in the Bible, baptism is a very necessary and important thing.
那既然受浸是信主之人应该要去做的，
So if baptism is one thing that a believer should do,
而且是为了信主的人才举行的一个受浸的聚会，
and it's only for the believers.
那就不是因为你是受了浸以后才成为基督徒。
Then you don't become a believer by going through baptism.
而是你成为一个基督徒以后，你才去受浸。
But after you have become a believer, then you go through baptism.
受浸这本身不能够帮助你成为基督徒。
Baptism itself cannot help you to become a Christian.
所以为什么在天主教里面我们说他们为婴儿施浸是一个错误的行
为？ So why do we say that it is wrong to have infant baptism?
因为婴儿他没有能力去分辨，而且也还没有能够决定来接受主耶稣做他们个人的救主。
Because infants do not have ability to discern and nor can they accept the Lord Jesus to be their savior.
那以前以往我们也看见有些弟兄姊妹来受浸是因为家里人把他们逼来的。
We also have seen in the past that some brothers and sisters came to be baptized because their family asked him to.
甚至呢，我们看见有一些人他来受浸是有特别的一些目的。
Or even some people who came to be baptized for a special motive.
但是这些人的受浸在主的眼中没有任何的意义。
But all these baptisms have no meaning in the sight of the Lord.
而且在主的眼中也根本都不算数。
They are also not counted as worthy before the Lord.
因为他们只是到水里浸一下就起来吧。
They just dip themselves into the water and come up.
还有人呢，他虽然信了主，
some people that have believed in the Lord，
但是呢，他觉得呢，他自己还不够受浸的条件。
But they felt that they have not met the standards to be baptized。
他就立了一个心志，他说我要把圣经好好的读几遍，甚至是我觉得我自己做得很好了，够条件了，我才来受浸。
So they've made a determination that they will read the Bible a certain number of times and then.When they have met the standards, they will come to be baptized.
这个心智非常的可贵。
It is good to have such an attitude.
但是如果你真的要这样做的话，
But if you truly want to do that,
那我恐怕你这辈子都没有机会受浸了。
Then I'm afraid that you will never be baptized in your lifetime.
因为你不知道基督徒还有一个很深的叹息。
Because you don't know that Christians have a deep sigh.
那就是立志行善由得我，但是行出来却由不得我。
That is, it is with me to will to do good, but to do what is good is not with me.
所以刚才我们读的圣经里面，我们看见主耶稣吩咐门徒的顺序。
So we see that the order of the Lord's command in Matthew 28.
乃是先去传福音，领人归主。
First go and make disciples of all nations.
然后把他们让他们受浸归入主的名下。
Then baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son.
然后接着是教导他们来遵行主的话。
Then teach them to obey whatever the Lord has commanded.
因为如果你不明白受浸的意义，
For if you do not understand the meaning of baptism,
你是没有能力去遵行主的话。
You will have no ability to obey the Lord's command.
那受浸的意义到底是什么呢？
So what is the meaning of baptism?
这是不是一个加入基督教的一个仪式呢？
Is it a ceremony of joining Christianity?
就像以前我们要入党或者入团要宣誓一样。
Just like when you join the Communist Party or when you have a ceremony?
那主是不是也要让我们好像有这样一个仪式？
Is it that the Lord wants us to have a ceremony?
我想我们知道主要我们做的一件做要我们做的事情一定不是只是为了一个外表。
I felt that whatever the law has commanded to do, is none of these commands are for outward presentation.
因为主的话说得非常的清楚。
But the word of the law is very clear.
他说在乎灵而不在乎仪文。
It is of the spirit, but it's not of the letters.
主乃是要借着这样一个举动来让我们明白一个属灵的真理。
It is through this baptism that the Lord wants us to understand a spiritual truth.
他要借着这个举动来表达在这个举动背后所有的这个属灵的含义。
Through the act, the Lord wants us to understand the meaning behind the act.
我们一起我们可以看一下罗马书第六章第三节到第十一节，这里讲到受浸的意义。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
The meaning of the baptism.
第三节到第十一节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3-11.
罗马书第六章第三节到第十一节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3. When we find it, let's read together.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，
That the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died, He died to sin once for all. For the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以从这段圣经的里面，我们可以明白受浸的意义。
From this passage, we can understand the meaning of baptism.
那我把这一段圣经，我把它归纳成三个点。
I've put this passage into three points.
我从三个点来讲到我们为什么要受浸。
From these three points, I'd like to share why we need to be baptized.
第一个呢，就是同死同埋葬。
Firstly, to die with him and to be buried with him.
在第三节的里面讲到说，我们是借着受浸归入基督的死。
Verse 3 says that through baptism, we were baptized into his death.
当基督被钉在十字架上的时候，
When Christ was crucified on the cross,
他不仅替我们这些罪人死了，
Not only did he die for us, the sinners,
他还把我们这些罪人一起带到十字架上与他一同钉。
He also brought us, the sinners, to be crucified with him.
所以我们看见主的死有两方面的意义。
So the death of the Lord has two aspects of the meaning.
一面是替我们死。
On the one hand, he died for us.
我想这个是我们每一个大家都清楚的。
I think that we have all understood this.
还有一个就是同死。
On the other hand, we die with him.
在属灵的事实的上面。
on the spiritual, as a spiritual truth,
主已经把我们这个旧人已经带到十字架上，已经定死了。
The Lord has brought us, the old man, to be crucified with him.
这是一个很重要的一个真理。
This is a very important truth.
我们求主来开我们的眼睛，让我们真的能够看见这个属灵的一个事实。
We ask the Lord to open our eyes that we can truly see this spiritual truth.
为什么主要把我们这个旧人带到十字架上一同钉死呢？
Why did the Lord need to bring us, the sinners, to be crucified with him?
当我们信主的时候，我们都承认我们自己是罪人。
When we believe in the Lord, we all acknowledge that we have sinned.
所以我们当时我们就在那里认罪悔改。
So we repented of our sins.
我们以为呢，主可能是要让我们洗心革面，从今以后呢，我们就丢弃一切的恶习，我们好好的来跟随主，我们好好的来追求主。
We thought that the Lord wants us to, from that moment on, to forsake our sins and to follow the Lord.
但是主的救法却不是这样。
But this is not how the Lord has saved us.
因为主从来他不做改良的工作。
But the Lord will never do the work of reformation.
主不是要把我们这个旧人改得稍微好一点。
He will not just change this old man so that it becomes better.
因为在主的眼中，我们这个旧人已经是毫无价值，我们是一点用处都没有了。
In the Lord's eyes, our old man is worthless.
我们有句中国有句俗话说叫朽木不可雕也。
Like a Chinese saying that it's something that beyond repair.
在主的眼中我们就和那块朽木一样。
In the Lord's eyes, our old man are like that piece of wood that's beyond repair.
也许有人说啊，我身上还有很多优点呢。
Perhaps someone would say that I have many,
或者有人说我比上不足，我比下还有余啊。
Compared to others, are much better in some particular points.
其实说这些话的人，其实是根本就不认识自己。
But whoever that said these, they did not really understand themselves.
当我们有一天我们真的被主光照的时候
，One day when we really been enlightened by the Lord,
我们每个人都要趴在主的面前说，主啊，我真是一个一无所事的罪人。
Every one of us will bow before Him and say, Lord, I'm the worst of sinners. I'm worthless.
如果一个东西没有用了，我们怎么处理呢
？What do you do if something's worthless and useless？
我们那个区下个星期要丢大垃圾。
In our suburb, next week we have the curbside collection.
我们搬家以后，我们所有的那些暂时用不着的东西呢，我们就把它全部堆在我们的车库里。
After we've recently moved house, we've thrown away all the useless stuff.
所以我们车库里呢，都全部都已经堆满了。
So because our garage is too full, we
所以我就跟青云说，我说我们要丢大垃圾了，赶紧我们看看哪些没有用的东西，我们可能要把它处理，要把它丢了。
So I said to my wife, whatever's useless, throw it away.
那青云去看了以后呢，东看看觉得，哎呀，这个好像还有用，看看那个呢，觉得哎呀，那个说不定以后呢，可能也能派上用场。
So what happened was my wife go through the garage and said, this perhaps will be useful in the future. This can have some use.
到最后终于是挑了几件真的是一点用处都没有的，我们就把它丢到外面去。
In the end, we found something that's really useless in any other way.
所以没有用的东西我们怎么办呢？
What do we do with the stuff that are useless?
那就是把它丢了。
You throw them away.
那主看我们这些旧人也是一样。
That is how the Lord see us, the old man.
我们这些旧人在主的眼中也是一点用处都没有。
An old man are useless before the eyes of the Lord.
也是一点价值都没有。
Are worthless to the Lord.
那怎么处理呢？
So what does he do with it?
主说要把它钉在十字架上。
He said, let's crucify them.
钉完以后呢？
What happens after crucifixion?
那就把它埋了。
Buried them.
所以今天受浸的弟兄姊妹都要看见我们是已经死了。
So today, those brothers and sisters yet to be baptized, we need to see that we are dead.
你不仅死了，待会儿我们还要把你给埋了。
Not only are you dead, we're going to bury you in the water.
所以有的弟兄姊妹说，受浸聚会其实就是一个安息的聚会。
Some brothers and sisters said that baptism meeting is like a memorial service.
因为从属灵的意义上来说，今天是你们旧人死的日子。
For according to the spiritual truth, this is the day that your old man died.
今天也是你埋葬你们旧人的一个日子。
This is also the day that your old man will be buried.
从前有一个牧师，他给他们中间的弟兄姊妹受浸。
He used to be a pastor who was baptizing for some of his church members.
那他为了加深弟兄姊妹的印象。
In order to emphasize his point.
那天早上呢，他就拿了一副棺材放在这个讲台上。
So on that morning, he put a coffin on the altar.
然后他就对那些受浸的弟兄姊妹说。
And he spoke to the brothers and sisters.
他说今天是你们的受浸聚会，也是你们的安息聚会。So
today is your baptism meeting, is also your memorial service.
所以呢，待会呢，我们要把你放在水里，要埋葬你之前呢，我们要先请你上来，要瞻仰仪容。
So later on, we're going to bury you, so you must come up and have a last look at your own body.
那很多那些受浸的弟兄姊妹都觉得很奇怪，不知道为什么要瞻仰仪容。
So some brothers and sisters who to be baptized did not understand why they have to look at themselves to have a last look at themselves.
所以当他们要受浸之前呢，他们就一个个走到这个讲台的上面。
So before their baptism, they came up to the front. When they look at the coffin,
他们才明白。
That is what the pastor was saying. So in the coffin, there is a big mirror. So as they walked by, they saw themselves in the coffin. So on that day, before the baptism, they have a last look at their dead body.
所以当我们受浸的时候，我们是已经把我们的旧人、把我们的旧历史统统的埋葬。
So when we got baptized, we have say goodbye to the old man.
我们和我们的往事有一个彻底的了结。
We have said goodbye to all things in the past.
当我们从水里上来的时候，我们是一个新造的人。
When the moment we came up from the water, we are a new creation. The old have passed and everything has become new. In England, there used to be a king that was baptized. When he entered into the water, he raised up one of his hands.
那个大主教觉得很奇怪，他说你受浸为什么这个手还举着干嘛，不到水里去呢？
So the bishop asked him, if you're back, why did you raise up your hand?
他说我要留着这个手，我要报我的杀父之仇。
He said, I want to keep this hand so that I can revenge the person who killed my father. So his hand cannot be baptized. So he knew that if he's baptized, all the past has to say goodbye to the past. All the past has to be waved goodbye.
所以他还不肯了结往事，他还不肯放下他自己的恩怨。
Because he did not want to let the past go, so he says he want to keep the hand and not be baptized.
所以我们盼望我们今天受浸的弟兄姊妹，你们呢都肯去死。
So I hope that all brothers and sisters that will be baptized today, you're willing to die.
所以如果你不肯去死，我们把你埋了，那就变成活埋了。
If you're not willing to die and we bury you, then we bury you alive.
而基督徒为什么常常失败？
Why do Christians often fail?
其实就是我们常常我们没有在信心的里面看我们自己是死的。Because
we do not reckon ourselves as dead by faith.
当罪和试探来引诱我们的时候,
when sin and temptations come,
我们的旧人呢又活过来。An
old man have become life again.
所以求主真的是开我们的眼睛，让我们看见我们这个旧人是已经死了。So
may the Lord open our eyes so that we can see that our old man has died.
而且是已经被埋葬了。And
have been buried.
罪和试探在我们这个已经死的人身上没有任何的效力。Sin
and temptations have nothing to do, can do nothing to this old and dead man.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。For
whoever has dead is being free from sin.
如果你骂一个死人，他不会起来跟你吵架。
If you scold a dead person, he will not come up and argue with you.
如果你把100万放在一个死人的面前，他也不会见钱眼开。
If you put $1 million before a dead person, he will not be tempted.
所以在11节里面说，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的。
Therefore, in verse 11, it says, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin.
后面紧接着说，在神 向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。But
alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以受浸的第二个意义。So
the second meaning of baptism
是讲到我们与主与基督一同复活。Is
that we are raised with Christ, with our Lord.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。It's
no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
因为那个老我已经死了，已经被埋葬。
The old self has died and has been buried.
当我从水里上来的时候，我不再是那个旧人。
The moment I come up from the water, I am no longer the old man.
而是一个新造的人。
But a new creation.
当我从水里上来的时候
，The moment I come up from the water，
我是与基督一同复活。
I am raised with Christ。
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me。
所以第四节里面说，他说叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So in verse 4 it says that we should also walk in the newness of life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father.
接下去第五节。
Then in verse 5.
他说我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。
It says if we have been united together in the likeness of his death.
也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
在这里讲到一个与主联合的一个事实。
Here it talks about a reality of being united together with Christ.
当我们进到水里的时候，我们是与主同死同埋葬。
The moment we enter into the water, we are died with died and we are buried with Christ.
当我们从水里上来的时候，我们乃是与基督一同复活。
The moment we come up from the water, we have been raised with Christ.
神把我们放在基督的里面。
God has put us in Christ.
他让我们与基督联合。
He has caused us to be united together with Christ.
让基督的所事成为我们的所事。
That who He is will become who we are.
让基督的所有成为我们的所有。
That who He has will become what we have.
所以受浸是借着外面的一个举动来表达一个与基督联合的这样一个事实。
Baptism is through the outward baptism we understand the spiritual truth of being united together with Christ.
那既然我们是与主联合的。
So now that we are united with Christ,
那我们就不再靠着我们的旧人而活。
And we do no longer live by this old man.
而是要让基督从我们的生命里面能够活出来。
But that Christ may live through us.
所以前面的弟兄说
So the brothers have said before.
他说基督替我们死了，这是一个福音。
Christ died for us, it's a gospel.
因为基督替我们死，我们就不用再死了。
For Christ has died for us, so we no longer have to die.
他说还有一个更大的福音。
It's a greater gospel, however.
那就是从今以后，我也不用自己活了。
That is from now on, I do not have to live by myself.
因为基督在我的里面，他替我而活。
For Christ in me, he lives for me.
这真是一个大的福音。
This is such a great gospel.
因为不用我们在那里苦苦的挣扎。
We no longer have to struggle.
而是主在我们的里面。
But Christ lives in me, lives for us.
所以受浸的真理为什么这么重要？
Why is it important to talk about the meaning of baptism?
因为这个是基督徒过得胜生活的一个根基。
So this is the foundation of a victorious Christian life.
当你在生活上要软弱要失败的时候
When you're about to fail,
求主把你带回到这个真理的上面。
May the Lord bring us back to this truth.
让我们不再挣扎，我们也不再靠自己。
That we no longer need to struggle by ourselves.
而是让主的生命从我们的里面活出来。
That the Lord's life may live through us.
当我们今天在这里受浸的时候
，Today as the brothers and sisters will be baptized,
我们也是在这里做一个见证。
They are also here to bear a testimony.
我们在也是在这里有一个宣告。
They are also here to declare.
这个就是受浸的第三个意义。
And that is the third meaning of baptism.
讲到说我们在神、在人，也是在撒旦魔鬼的面前，我们有一个见证，我们也有一个宣告。
A testimony and declaration before man, before Satan, and before God.
受浸不是一个加入基督教的一个仪式。
Baptism is not a ceremony to join Christianity.
而是一个从已经重生得救的人在众人的面前为主做的一个美好的见证。
But one who has been born again, bearing a testimony before the crowd.
在神的面前，我们见证说，我们乃是属于神的儿女，我们也是与主联合的。
Before God, we bear testimony that we are children of God. We belong to Him and we united with Him.
在人的面前，我们也向我们的亲朋好友在这里做见证说。
Before man, we bear testimony to our friends and relatives.
从今以后，那个从前的我已经死了，已经埋葬了。
That my old man have died and been buried.
一切旧的历史，一切旧的关系都已经结束了。
All the old relationship, all the old history have now passed.
从今以后，我要跟随主走这条属天的道路。
From now on, I would like to follow the Lord to walk the heavenly way.
从今以后，世界被远远的抛在背后，我要朝着那个标杆直跑。
From now on, the world is behind me, and Christ is before me.
在撒旦的面前，我们也向他宣告说。
We also declare to Satan.
从今以后我们再也不在他的权下。
From now on, I am no longer in your dominion.
我们永远脱离了他的辖制。
I'm no longer be under your dominion.
我们再也与他无分无关了。
I have nothing to do with you anymore.
所以这是一个在神在人也是在魔鬼面前的一个宣告和见证。
So this is a testimony and a declaration before God, before man, and before Satan.
所以这是受浸的意义。
This is the meaning of baptism.
最后我还有几句劝勉的话。
Lastly, I'd like to have a few words of encouragement.
盼望今天受浸的弟兄姊妹能够好好的追求主，能够在基督的里面能够天天的长进。
I hope that the brothers and sisters that will be baptized today will pursue the Lord and will grow up in Christ.
第一，受浸不是一个毕业典礼。
Firstly, baptism is not a graduation ceremony.
而是基督徒生活的一个开始。
But it's the beginning of your Christian life.
因为我们以往我们常常看见有些弟兄姊妹受浸完以后就不见了。
In the past, we have seen that some brothers and sisters after they have been baptized, we no longer see them anymore.
有的呢，他只是偶尔回下娘家。
Or sometimes they will come back home for a while.
因为呢，他们可能以为受浸就算是已经毕业了。
For they felt that it was a graduation ceremony.
以为已经拿到这个天堂的门票了。
They felt that they have received this entrance ticket to the heaven.
不错，你是已经得救，你是可以上天堂。
Yes, you have been saved. You will go to heaven.
但是你是要仅仅得救呢，还是要得着那个丰盛的生命？
But do you just want to be merely saved, or do you want to receive this abundant life?
如果你受浸以后，你不过一个身体的生活。
If you after you've been baptized, you do not live the life in the body.
对于你来说是一个极大的亏损。
It's such a loss to you.
所以我们盼望以后还是能够常常见到这些受浸的弟兄姊妹。
So we hope that we can continue to see these brothers and sisters who will be baptized today.
第二
，Secondly，
我们要保持和主有一个正常、有一个亲密的关系。
We need to have a normal, a close relationship with the Lord.
很多人包括我在内都有这样的一个感觉。
Many of us, including myself, often felt this way.
我们刚刚信主受浸的时候，我们都觉得说这段时间是我们在基督徒生命中一个黄金的一个时间。
When we first believed in the Lord, we felt that it was a special, precious moment in our lives.
为什么呢？
Why is it that?
因为在这段时间的里面，你感觉你与主的关系特别的甘甜，特别的亲密。
For in these early days, we felt that we are very close to the Lord.
我们被主救赎的大爱所感动，我们真的巴不得为主做一切的事情。
We are moved by His great love, when we are willing to do all things for Him.
这是主放在我们里面那个起初的爱。
This is the first love that the Lord has placed in our hearts.
我们要让这个起初的爱在我们里面能够一直新鲜，而且要让它在里面长大。
We need to let this first love remain new continue to grow.
我们要借着读经祷告，我们来与主交通。
By reading the Word of God, by fellowship with the Lord.
我们也要借着聚会来学习过一个身体的生活。
And by going to the meetings, we learn to live a life in the body.
我们更要学习听圣灵在我们里面的微小的声音。
We also need to learn to listen to the soft, small voice of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰一书里面讲到说，圣灵的恩膏它会在凡事上来教导我们。
In the Apostle John tells us that the anointing of the Lord will teach us in all things.
所以我们要学习，在我们做任何事之前，我们要先问一下在我们里面的主。
So in whatever we do, let's learn to seek the Lord.
让他来教导，让他来带领我们的生活。
And allow Him to teach us, to lead us in our lives.
因为我们不是加入一个宗教或者是一个的组织。
For we're not joining a Christianity or an organization.
也不是我们信了主以后，我们就要遵守一套的基督教的规条。
Nor is it that after we have believed in the law, we have to obey the regulations of Christianity.
而是要跟随主，而是要听从圣灵那个活泼的带领。
We need to follow the law. We need to obey the small voice of the Holy Spirit.
上个前不久有个姊妹过来问我。
Not long ago, a sister came to ask me.
她说我们祷告这个手势应该怎么样放。
She said, when we pray, how do we position our hands?
放成这个十字架这个形式，还是说这样，还是要这样？
Do you cross your hands, cross your fingers, or do you do this or that?
我觉得这个姊妹很可爱。
I felt that she was a lovely sister.
因为她真的是想弄明白应该怎么样向主来祷告。
But she really wants to know how to pray to the Lord.
但是我们要知道，我们到底神是看我们的手势呢，还是他来听我们的祷告？
But we need to know whether the Lord look at our, how we position our hands, or does He really listen to the prayer of our heart?
For
we know that life is a living thing. Life is not a dead regulations. We need to learn to obey the lively guidance of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, when we have a normal relationship with the Lord, outwardly, we want to live a life of testimony for the Lord.
We
learn to be His witness to witness to others.
那神不是让我们偷偷摸摸地做一个基督徒,
the Lord doesn't want us to be a Christian in secret.
而是要让我们显在这个世代中好像明光照耀,
but to be manifested in this generation like light in the darkness.
把生命的道能够表明出来,
to manifest the word of life.
我们要把福音当作鞋穿在脚上,
we need to put on the gospel like shoes. We need to live a life, a testimony of a Christian. And we're not just here to be a lay believer, but we need to learn to serve the Lord. For the Lord has no other purpose by saving us from this world than that we may serve Him.
所有的这一切,
all this
其实都离不开我们在主面前的奉献,
cannot be done without our consecration to the Lord.
所以我想今天受浸的弟兄姊妹,
so I felt that the brothers and sisters who will be baptized today,
希望你们从今天开始就能够过一个奉献的生活,
I hope that from the very beginning you can learn a life of to live a life of consecration.
你们把自己奉献给主,
when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
让主真的是在你的生命中能够来掌权, 能够来工作,
and allow Him to reign in our lives, to work in our lives,
让主能够带领你来走这条属天的道,
that the Lord may lead us to walk the heavenly way,
让你真的能够查验何为神那善良纯全可喜悦的旨意,
that we may be able to examine and to know what is the good and pleasant purpose of the Lord in our lives.
愿神祝福今天受浸的弟兄姊妹,
may the Lord bless those brothers and sisters who will be baptized today.
Thank you.